The forest ranger showed us a pill bug at the nature park. I didn't even see them until I bent down to look.
You may not have seen them, but God knows all about them, and He knows all about you. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. Pill bugs are really tiny, so tiny that you can barely see them if you don't bend down. But some people, like park rangers and scientists, know a lot about pill bugs because they care about them. And kind of like that, God knows all about you because He cares for you. It's like this psalm says. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things on earth? Our story for today is called God Bends Down to See. Okay, everybody, squat down so you can see, said the forest ranger to the students. Davis and his friend Hudson moved closer to see what the ranger was pointing to. The ranger picked up a piece of bark lying in the dirt, and a bunch of little bugs scrambled to hide. The ranger grabbed one of them, and it rolled up into a tiny ball in his hand. This is a pill bug, the ranger said, rolling it around in his hand. When it gets scared, it rolls into a perfect ball, like an armadillo. He passed the bug around the group. It's also called a roly-poly bug, but it's not really a bug at all. It's a crustacean, like lobsters and crabs and crayfish. It lives in wet places and uses gills to breathe. That's so cool, Davis said as he held the bug in his palm. Hudson turned to the ranger. How do you know all this? Well, it takes years of studying, said the ranger with a laugh. He bent down to look under another piece of wood. You have to look at them closely. He picked up another bug. They're very small and they like to hide. You have to get down to their level to interact with them. He put the bug down and it scurried away. Fast little guy, remarked a teacher standing by. Well, it does have 7 pairs of legs, said the ranger. He directed the students to turn up some logs on their own. Wow, that ranger sure knows a lot about bugs, Hudson said to Davis as they lifted a log to reveal several bugs and critters scuttling in the mud. Yeah, said Davis. It reminds me of something we talked about in church last week. You talked about bugs in church? Asked Hudson in surprise. Davis laughed. No, about God. Jesus came down from heaven to be on our level. He became one of us so He could save us from sin and give us eternal life. Even though He's so huge and mighty, He cares about us and understands everything we go through. Hudson smiled thoughtfully as he bent down to take a closer look at the bugs they had found. So how about you? How small or unimportant do you think you seem to God? Probably a lot smaller than a bug seems to us. But God knows everything about you and cares about what's happening in your life. He loves us all so much that Jesus left His high throne in heaven to be with us on earth and save us from our sins. Rest in the fact that God sees you, loves you, and cares about every teeny detail in your life. Our key verse is John 1:14.
The Word, Jesus, became human and made His home among us.
And our key thought for today, Jesus came down to our level. The Keys for Kids stories are a lot of fun for me to read to you every day. And if you want to share them with a friend or someone in your family, here's an idea. Your parents can sign up to get the stories in their email at keysforkids.org/subscribe. When you hear a Keys for Kids story you like, ask mom or dad to send the email with that story to your friend. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.